I enjoyed doing the last trip so much. And the group of guys that came on this trip, I don't think there's ever been an assemblage quite like this that have ever come to this country in any field.
Please welcome Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis, Hall of Famer Jim Brown, and Hall of Famer Mean Joe Green, one of the great quarterbacks to ever play this game, Hall of Famer Joe Montana.
I've lived a life of wild dreams and coming true, but this was one that, it's just a blessing.
I was thrilled.
The Dead Sea, being in Galilee, being where Jesus was born, seeing where he was crucified, making sense out of that in your own mind, it's life affirming.
I'm going to baptize you, my dear brother, in the name of the Father, and then the Son, and then the Holy Spirit.
It's gone way beyond my imagination. It's been a spectacular trip. It's been fulfilling, not only emotionally, but spiritually.
So think about this has been standing this well for thousands of years. You touch the wall with it, whatever special wish you might have.
It really raises the hair on your arms a lot of places that you go, and you think back. We think about our country and how old our country is, and we're going, wow, this is really old when you go places. And then you come over here and you're just a blip in time compared to what's taking place on these soils.
This kind of trip.
Winning.
Well, yeah, it is if you have the right people.
Yeah.
Who you get them to do something that they wouldn't have done if you weren't involved, then that's a turn on for me.
Such a personable guy. He cares about this land, he cares about the people, and he wants us to experience it.
He's one of the most wonderful human beings I've ever met. And I say it like that because you're looking at someone who's extended himself not only in his own view, but to others.
Oh, he's a great man. But this whole trip represents the way that he thinks. He's a very humble individual. And I can't say too many good things about him.